Welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. Today, I found a letter that I wrote to happiness. Now, right, when I read this, I was scared because I feel like I wrote this a few years ago. But the thing is, when I write stuff, I don't write them based on my own experiences alone. Do you understand? But I write them in first person pronouns. Do you get, like, personal pronouns? And it makes it seem like, okay, everything I write is about me. But it's just easier. It's easier to write like that. Do you understand? So when I saw this piece that I wrote, I was a little worried. Whoa. Let me read it to you. Dear happiness, I've never met, seen, or even had the privilege to perceive you. But every part of my being has craved and wanted you for as long as I can remember. Sometimes, I feel like you tease me, and in little bursts and tiny moments, I feel you graze me with the tips of your fingers. But just when I start to feel my skin tingle from your touch, I turn around and you're not there, and I'm sure I was imagining things. You're the thing I've wished and worked for, but each day you feel further away from my grasp. On some days, I just want to stop working so hard for you because I find that you have something against me and you'd rather see me pine and cry for you. Anyway, I've held on too long and just maybe all I really need is rest if happiness eludes me. And rest I can find. So happiness, I give up on you, like you have on me. Hmm? Oh my God. I was like, whoa. So I don't know exactly when I wrote this, but I'm sure it's at least 2 years now. And all I can think is, it felt so dark. But the thing is, it is true. At that particular point, maybe when I wrote it, you know, maybe someone or even me experienced something crazy. But, I still feel like that sometimes. Because I've actually come to find that happiness is not constant. It won't be happiness if it is constant, if it happens all the time, if you have it all the time. It's not natural because it's all your experiences that make up your life. The good, the bad, the ugly. Do you understand? So maybe at that point, at the time of writing that poem, it felt like happiness was something I had to attain, a consistent state of being that I had to attain. But now that I'm older, and I don't mean just in age, in experience as well, or in my experience and people's experiences, because I feel like opening up to new information from other people and comparing everything and feeling everything has made me come to realize that happiness cannot last for long. It won't be happiness if it lasts like forever. Do you understand? So, am I happier? Yes, definitely. And I think it's because I've come to terms with the fact that happiness is not constant, it's not consistent. But you know, experiencing everything and getting through that is what constitutes happiness for me right now. Do you understand? So yeah, I just thought I should share that with you. It was so dark and it scared me. Oh my God, it scared me. So I hope this helps someone. I hope it does, because I know everything is going to get better. And I'm not trying to be motivational or anything, because people always say my writings and stuff always end on a gloomy note. But I know that one thing I know for sure is that consistency and discipline get you somewhere. And as you grow, opportunities open for you because of the way the world is. When you're older, you can work, you can do all of that. So I'm just saying that as you grow, oh shit, adulting is crazy, man. as you grow, you experience more things, and maybe just out of coping with life or just genuinely finding things that make you happy and give you joy from time to time, you come to see that happiness is not a constant state of being. And maybe you'd accept that, and that would help you. I hope it does. Thank you for listening to me. As always, I'll see you in the next one.